What does he mean by that? Jesus is our peace. His life, his teachings, himself, everything about him is our peace. That's powerful. Paul's not saying peace is a concept or a philosophy or a religion or anything like that. He's saying peace is actually a person. Peace is Jesus. In fact, the Jeremiah text, when it says he is our righteousness, that's talking about Jesus. Not a concept, an actual person. Jesus is our peace. How wild is that? Now think about the story about the French peace. How is Jesus your peace? Think about the story of the French priest. We all want to enter God's kingdom. Each one of us. I know that it's true. Yet you see, around that kingdom is a wall. That wall is the Ten Commandments and the law. Remember the Sabbath. Keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Love your neighbor as yourself. Essentially, commandments 4 through 10. It's a high wall. And looking at that wall, you know, there's not one person here, including myself as well, that could enter into that kingdom all by ourselves with our thoughts, words, and deeds. We all have a deep desire to get into that kingdom and go around that wall, but my friends, none of us can make it through. But it's at that point that Jesus arrives. He is like the French priest. Jesus doesn't get rid of the law or the Ten Commandments. In fact, he heightens them in Matthew chapter 5. But you know what Jesus does? With his hands and his work on the cross and his death and his resurrection, he extends those walls to include you. You are brought in right where you are. That's your peace. You know, knowing, the key with Christianity is knowing, but then experiencing God's peace. Then we can extend it to our enemies. There was a movie back in the 1990s. It was called The Doctor. Anyone see the movie The Doctor? You might want to check it out. 1991, I think it was William Hurt was the main actor in this movie. And the movie is about this doctor who was very successful. And he was at a leading hospital in his area. But in his success, he got caught in the trappings of success. And he became very distanced from his family, his loved ones, and especially his patients. He treated his patients very clinically. And he didn't have a good bedside manner. His patients were like just a number. Next. And you see this at the beginning of the movie. But then a transformation happens in this doctor's life. He ends up actually having a health concern himself. He coughs up blood in the movie, and it's discovered he has an infection. And then later on, it's discovered that he has cancer. And you see, all of a sudden, he then becomes the patient. He becomes the patient, and his perspective completely changes. He sees that the healthcare system can be cold and distant. And he sees that some of his fellow colleagues that are doctors treat others just like a number. And he sees the perspective of fellow patients who are suffering and who are ill. And towards the end of the movie, he then gets treated and he overcomes his ailment and he goes back to his profession. But you see, he's a changed man forever. He doesn't go back as someone who just treats people clinically like a number. No, he treats people from a patient's perspective because he was once a patient. And he gives compassion and sensitivity to his patients. And he goes on to train medical interns. And he doesn't just give them head knowledge. He gives them the most important part of medicine in the movie is treating other people with compassion and sensitivity. What changed in the doctor's life? He experienced it. Then he was able to share it with others. My friends, that's what Paul's talking about here. In Ephesians chapter 2, you get to experience peace. Verse 11 says, "You who were formerly Gentiles and who were formerly strangers and aliens who were outside from Christ have been brought in." My friends, you see, what Paul's saying is we can live our life from a patient perspective, recognizing that we have been brought in, the walls have been moved for us. That then allows us to treat our enemies like human beings, to recognize they have desires and needs and wishes. Let that be our peace that we go home with today. Let's pray about that before we share the creed. We pray. Dear Lord, the dividing walls are out there and we seek to put them up. Lord, as we take this challenge this morning, let us pause and recognize our peace first before we do anything, that you have extended the walls to bring us closer to you. Knowing that, may we then move the walls, take them down that we have put up, and extend peace to those who are opposed to us or those who are even enemies of us, so that everyone may be one, just as Jesus desires. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.